Welcome to the 7 on Your Side Consumer Podcast, brought to you by ABC7's Michael Finney.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's Consumer Podcast. I am Michael Finney. We're mainly about the economy, shopping, money, but we're going to throw some pets in there, too. So we have a full slate. Let's jump right in. It turns out Americans are cutting back on their spending, and they plan to cut back even more. Virgin Mobile just did an online poll, and it found that 88% of us plan to eat out less often. 79% are putting off major purchases, cars, refrigerators, that kind of thing. 41% are buying fewer groceries. And then get this, only 32% are willing to spend less on their mobile phones. So only a third of us are willing to give up our mobile phones. Almost 90% of us are willing not to eat out as often. So we'd rather talk than eat, I guess. Well, there's a consumer group called TRAC, the Telecommunications Research and Action Center, and it says it is a bad idea not to be looking for ways to cut back, and it has some suggestions for cutting your family's communication costs. First, it says all of the cell phones you have do not have to have all these minutes and all these features, and it suggests that you get some prepaid phones rather than a long-term contract. It also says if you have a cell phone and a landline, you ought to consider canceling the landline. Do you really need them both? And double-check your cell plan to make sure you're not paying for more minutes than you use, or you have so few minutes in your plan that you're paying these high costs for all the extra minutes. It really is worth taking the time, and you don't even have to do the math yourself. If you'll call up your cell phone company and say, I'm looking for a better deal, the person on the other end of the line will quickly come up with one for you. So that's worth a phone call. You'll save yourself $15 a month doing that. Really, it's very quick. Okay, while we plan not to spend so much, we're actually returning the things we buy. Consumers seem to be suffering from a bout of buyer's remorse during this recession. The New York Times is reporting returns of merchandise to retailers are up over the last year. The National Retail Federation predicts we'll return, get this, $219 billion in merchandise this year. That's up almost 10%, or I should say that's almost 10% of total sales, and that's up 1.5% from last year. Some consumers, and you've seen this, you've had friends that have done this, are buying clothes, wearing them to events, and then returning them. Now, more and more consumers are going to try to do that with party clothes during this holiday season. Be very, very careful. Stores are on to you, and they're going to be checking. And if they can smell you on those clothes or your perfume, they're not going to take them back. They're going to be looking for tags. They're going to be tightening up their rules. So let this be a warning to you. Now, huge discounts don't seem to be enough these days to get shoppers spending. So on Black Friday, a lot of the local malls are going to be offering special deals to get the early bird shoppers to show up at their shopping center. More than $250,000 worth of prizes are coming from Southland, Stonestown, Eastridge, New Park, and Tan Foran. Most retail stores are also offering some special discounts, of course, and some even free gifts if you spend over a certain amount. So the point here is, figure out what you want to buy and then what stores and which shopping centers you want to go to. You may get a deal just for waiting in line. Gift cards. Should you buy them this season? Well, about 40% of us who bought last season are saying, maybe not this year. And here's why. If a store goes under and you have a gift card, what are you going to do? Well, if they shut their doors, you're out of luck. Because you're going to be in line with every other creditor, and no one is working hard to get you your $25. However, in the state of California, there's a law that says if a company files for bankruptcy yet stays open, then they have to accept the gift cards that they already sold. Before, by law, they couldn't accept them. Now, the law says they must. This all came about, you remember when the warehouse music store closed down, records, CDs, tapes, that kind of thing? Well, when they closed down, there were a ton of Californians that were walking in with their gift cards saying, hey, I want to buy stuff. And they were saying, nope, we're not taking those anymore. Well, now they have to. So keep that in mind. But that's only here in California. And if they close the doors altogether, there's not a store, you're just not going to get any money back. Very unlikely. LCD, those are the little picture screens on your telephones, your big screen, flat screen TVs, and you've been paying more for those than you should have because big producers have been in cahoots. They've been ripping you off, and they got in trouble with the federal government, and they're actually paying $600 million to settle criminal charges. Now, this is good news because it, you know, sends a message to other companies that you can't be doing these antitrust activities, but how much money are you going to get out of it? Not a dime. That's all going to the government. There is a huge spending slowdown. We all know it, but what we keep hearing is when things bounce back, blah, blah, blah. When things bounce back, this will happen. When stocks bounce back, this will happen. Well, there was an article in the New York Times this week where the author was saying this is different. Things may not bounce back the way they have before. That he's saying this recession is deeper than any we've had in 30 years. So we shouldn't look at it like all the others. Like it'll go down for a few months, 10 months average is what our recessions have been, and then we'll immediately bounce back. That this could be a long one. It could be brutal, and stocks could stay down for 20 years. The reason I'm telling you this is not to be the guy who's saying the sky is falling, but because we're constantly on all the business channels hearing how everything's coming back, and things may not come back the way they have in the past. The past is not a predictor of the future. So what you need to do is keep that in mind when you're figuring out your 401k, when you're figuring out your investment and saving strategy. What if it doesn't come back? How much money should you have in stocks? How much should you have in bonds or CDs? I want you to think about that and not simply listen to buy and hold, buy and hold, buy and hold. Because I'll tell you this, the hedge funds aren't buying and holding. The rich guys are not always buying and holding. Not everyone is Warren Buffett, nor does everyone have the deals presented to them that Warren has. So you need to get together with your investment coaches, your investment experts, and really truly think, what are you going to do if things don't bounce back the way they have in the past? You know what you need to do. You need to start saving money. Saving money like a mad dog. Save money like you've never saved before. And 5 years from now, if you save 20% of your income and you have a full year's worth of income sitting in the bank, you're never going to regret saving that money. I'm just telling you, you will never regret saving that money. Now let's talk about getting your dog from here to there. Have you ever seen a dog on an airplane where they have the little tiny dogs and they put them in a carry-on, they slide it under the seat? You know, that used to be almost free, $25-$50. They didn't charge hardly anything on that. I was with a friend one time. She was traveling with three little dogs. They never even charged her. Those days are gone. Now airlines are charging up to $175 one way. We talked to a woman where her dogs flying under her seat, her dog, paid more than she did sitting in the seat. I'm telling you this because there are no rules about what they can and cannot charge to carry your pet with you on an airplane. And in fact, they know that most of the folks that want to take their animals with them, price really isn't that big of a deal. So keep that in mind, and your next flight, you might want to leave your cat or your dog with a trusted friend rather than pay as much for their ticket as you pay for your own. Well, that's it for this week's podcast. If you want to check out my reports, I'm on the newscast Monday through Friday, both the 5 and 6 o'clock news with my 7 on Your Side reports. And then on nearly every Monday and Friday, you can see me on The View from the Bay. That's our entertainment program here in the afternoon that begins at 3 o'clock. Thank you for downloading. We'll talk again next week.
For more on Michael Finney's reports or to report a consumer problem, go to abc7news.com and select 7 on Your Side from the quick links menu. Thank you for downloading Michael's podcast.